AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New initiatives, including targeted bursaries for teachers and a universal teaching qualification, will have to be considered to resolve recruitment challenges faced by schools. That's according to the Department of Education. Briefing documents prepared by the department for the new Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, last month noted 1,228 unfilled positions in primary schools and 621 unfilled at second level and 60 in special education. These figures have just been released, I suppose, or made available to us. Officials have told Minister Nocton that while there were more than adequate numbers of qualified teachers in the state, there was an acute shortage, including substitutes, and particularly in Dublin and the surrounding counties. Joining me now to talk about this further is Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the ASTI. Therefore, we will be concentrating with Kieran on the secondary teachers' situation. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, lots of questions are prompted by these figures because they say there is more than an adequate number of teachers in the state, but still a shortage. Can you explain?
Well, we've been pointing out for several years now that there are vastly larger numbers registered with the teaching council than there are in the system. So that raises the question as to where they are and what they're doing and why they're not available to the system to teach. And while, you know, 120,000 teachers are on and plus are on the teaching council register, only 70 to 80 are actually working in the system. And that's a huge disparity. Now, many of them are abroad. There's no question of that. But not all of them are abroad.
How many of them are retired? Or once they retire, do they leave the register? And therefore, I mean, because it would be very misleading if all retired teachers were included in that registration number.
Well, I don't have exact numbers on that, but I would imagine that the bulk of the retired teachers are not on the register because it's only those who maintain the registration who are involved in perhaps examination work or part-time work, and it would be relatively small numbers.
So you have to pay, I presume, every year to be registered.
And of course you have to pay, so there wouldn't be an incentive there for a retired teacher unless they remained involved in the system in some way.
So the question is, why do people not want to take up teaching posts? I mean, it's relatively well paid these days.
Well, the factors that are at work here are several and varied. We've done surveys in the ASTI. And, you know, we have two-thirds of school leaders reporting unfilled vacancies even after multiple rounds of advertising. And 75% of schools say they have advertised posts for which there's been no applicant. So definitely there's a problem. Now, to get to your question, why are people not taking up the post? There's a lot of reasons. And pay and conditions do have a factor there. The cost of living and housing, the opportunities that are available in other sectors and are part as well. And of course, for probably the younger cohort of teachers, the attractions of abroad, working abroad for a number of years are there as well. So there's a variety of factors there, Pat.
Now, the question of no applicants is, I suppose, a bit worrying. The fact that then if you get through, if you do apply and you get through the application process, what are the prospects of actually getting a permanent job? Because there may be a job being held over for someone who's on leave of absence for a certain period of time. I mean, obviously, pregnancy leave happens all the time. But people who go away for a couple of years to wherever, at the Middle East or Australia or wherever it might be, you know, how often is that the case that you've got a teacher, but you can't offer them a proper job?
Well, that has been one of our bugbears and one of the things we've been pointing out loud and clear for several years. The prospect of get permanency and to attract people to permanent posts. Now, in fairness to Minister McEntee, last Easter, she did take an initiative to reduce the qualification period for permanency from 2 years to one. And that may be a help as we move forward. But there are still quite a number of problems. And you mentioned the people who are abroad and encouraging them to come back. And I think that that's the reservoir that needs to be mined most carefully. And there are a lot of people who work abroad, and because they don't work within the state systems abroad, or they're in countries where we don't have agreements with in relation to cross-boundary agreements, they come back and they start at the bottom of the scale. And that's quite a significant problem for a lot of people who are seeking to return from Australia and Dubai and other places occasionally.
And what about teachers who, you know, are not Irish at all, never qualified in Ireland, but qualified elsewhere? And, you know, if you're looking for a science teacher and you're teaching in a school that is not a Gaelic school, I mean, you don't need to have an Irish qualification. Cúpla focal, you shouldn't need to do that to teach science.
Well, again, there are some complications for international people who come here who seek to get on the teaching register, and some of those problems have been ironed out. It's less of a problem for EU teachers, mm-hmm. obviously, than those from further afield. But certainly there are technical issues around getting qualifications recognised with the Teaching Council, and we've urged streamlining of processes and speeding up of processes within the Teaching Council to assist with that as well.
Now, is there a case for looking at the registration of teachers and the register? And if you haven't been teaching, say, for 7 or 8 years, you lose the right to register. Do you know what I mean? In other words, to encourage people, either look, decide if you want to be a teacher or not be a teacher. You've had 7 years to taste the other world or test the waters, whatever. 7 years, that's enough. Either enroll as a teacher or forget it.
Well, Pat, it's an idea I haven't heard before. It's somewhat novel, but it strikes me that, quite frankly, it would have the reverse effect, because that would be encouraging people to leave the register rather than take up employment. It seems to me that
I'm just saying a very generous kind of time allowed.
I do hear what you're saying, but it strikes me that being on the register is not encouraging them to take up employment when they're on it. So it would strike me that for those who don't wish to teach.
But you know the kind of thing, I intend to go back someday, and that someday never comes. But if they were told, look, on the 1st of January 2027, you're no longer registered as a teacher, so make up your mind.
Okay. As I say, it's not an idea I've heard before. I wouldn't be too confident it would make a serious dent in our problem, but it might be worth a try. I think it should certainly be looked at very carefully, though, before it would be implemented.
Now, the other two ideas that are being floated, targeted bursaries for teachers. Do you know what that would involve?
Yes, I'm a bit perplexed by today's story in the Irish Times, which says that the minister was briefed on this when she took up her post some weeks ago. There is already a targeted bursary programme for teachers who are coming in to teach STEM subjects, you know, the science and the mathematics and so on. And maybe perhaps it's an extension of that that's being discussed internally in the department, but no proposal has been made to us.
And then the other idea, the universal teaching qualification. What is that? Because I'm thinking, I want a geography teacher, you know, I need to have someone who knows geography, not someone who's 10 pages ahead of the students.
Yeah, well, I understand that the briefing document covered primary and secondary, and perhaps there's more scope in that sector, which I wouldn't be familiar, but I would make exactly the point you just made yourself there, Pat, in relation to the fact that at second level, we're very subject-based. So it's very difficult, for instance, my own background is a practical subject, and it's very difficult to imagine how you could be universally trained to teach French and German and geography and practical subjects. It just doesn't appear to me. But what we've always been saying, Pat, is that we in the SDI have always been constructive in our approach to this problem, and we listen to proposals of any kind or shape or colour to alleviate the problem that's there in schools.
I'll read you some of the texts. The issue also appears to be one of retention, as outlined in the DCU CREATE study on teacher burnout. So that might be an element where teachers try it. And depending, I mean, some of the schools might be nicer and more amenable than others, and then others are so onerous on the teacher that they just can't take it and they leave.
Yes, and ourselves, we were in with the Education Committee in the Dáil there recently, and we highlighted the issue of workload and bureaucracy as something that's quite a problem in terms of teaching, and it definitely is a disincentive to join the teaching profession, because everybody knows how busy schools are and how overworked teachers are. There are issues around training route barriers that you mentioned earlier on. As I said, this whole problem is multifaceted, and what we have had is a kind of a minimalist, small initiative type approach from minister after minister now in relation to this, and it needs to be taken by the scruff of the neck and dealt with more comprehensively in our
now,
view.
I'll read you a bunch of these texts here, and predictable, a number of them saying the solution is cancel career breaks. They won't do that because people like Micheál Martin and Enda Kenny, they were both teachers for a long time before they finally opted off the right to go back, shall we say. That's from Margaret. Bottom line is teachers, much harder job now, over-involvement from parents, navigating social media, stroke phones, higher levels of neurodiversity and anxiety. Teachers I know personally gave up because there was nothing in place to protect them from violent pupils. Another one, can someone please explain to me why the unions of the Teachers Council require teachers to study for a HDIP? Many people come here from abroad with over 20 years experience in Australia and other countries, but our great little country think that we're the only country with this level of skill whereby they require an HDIP. It's nuts and crazy. I myself have a master's degree and 9 years lecturing experience to master's level, but cannot become a full-time teacher without studying for a super-duper HDIP. Why? Another one on the same subject. The department created this issue by changing the HDIP from 1 year to two. Who wants to go back to 2 years after a full degree? Simple fix. Go back to 1 year and let them work for pay at the same time. And the final one, the acute shortage in Dublin is because teachers cannot afford to live in Dublin. Bursaries will not address the issue, nor will universal qualification. They need to be paid properly. Same salary for a teacher down the country as in Dublin. Which one would you pick? They can't afford to buy a house in Dublin. They're either moving to the country or leaving Ireland. Ask any parent of a teacher. It is not rocket science. That's from Deirdre in Waterford. So a whole pile of issues there, all of them very salient, I think.
Absolutely, Pat, and many of them we have been saying for several years, and I think it underlines my point that, you know, while the minister one after the other have tinkered at the edge of the problem with relatively minor initiatives around upskilling and so on, the kind of issues that are being raised there by many of your listeners deserve and require a more comprehensive approach, and sadly that has been absent.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That's Kieran Christie, ASTI General Secretary. I'll read one last one. My wife is a primary school teacher for over 35 years, as well as being teaching deputy principal. She loves teaching, but has lost her mojo due to the ongoing bureaucracy, the dumbing down of creativity, and the abuse she takes from helicopter parents who think shouting abuse is acceptable. We also have three daughters who look up to their mum and have helped in the school. Unfortunately, my wife has actively discouraged them taking up teaching as a career. Such a waste.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.